Rosemary Heenan, welcome to the call. So good to have you here. Yeah, if you go to facebook.com/NancyJutten, J-U-E-T-T-E-N, and like the page and go to the wall on the left-hand side, you'll see a place where you can write comments, and please introduce yourself, say hello, and I'll be chatting with you while Nancy shares.
Excellent. So welcome, everyone. My name is Nancy, broadcast Your Brilliance Jutten, and hosting me today is the incomparable and amazing Tad Hargrave, who's the leader of Marketing for Hippies. Why don't you go ahead and take over the introduction and get the party started as far as the getting the thing going. I'm loading the slides right now, and hopefully they'll be coming up so that you can see them too. So,
sure. Yeah. So, hey, everybody. It's Tad from Edmonton, where the weather keeps fluctuating from minus 40 to just below zero. So excited to have you all here and to be sharing Nancy with you all. We're going to be talking a lot about how do you tell your story, how do you get found. So I found that there are a lot of entrepreneurs that honestly don't feel ready to be discovered. They're kind of a little bit shy and they're not quite sure. And then there are certain entrepreneurs that they're just inwardly they know, God, it's time. I'm ready to be found. It would be great to get some more attention. And what I've found, though, is that even though a lot of people inwardly hit this place where it's like, okay, I'm ready, they're not actually that ready. They don't have the systems, the structures in place to actually receive that kind of attention. And Nancy is really brilliant around this whole PR thing. It's not an area I specialize in or focus in. It's not something I feel like I know a lot about. It can be such an important way to get clients. And there are ways to do this wrong and ways to not do it wrong. Nancy, I'm sure you've seen this too, but I know I've seen so many people who get a lot of media and it never turns into clients. They'll get covered in the press one day and just no increase in clients. And the particular genius that Nancy has too is that has me extra excited to share her is helping people write their bios. The About Me page on the website, which on one hand doesn't seem like that big a deal. But it matters more than you think because we live in this day and age where people are more skeptical than ever about advertising, marketing, and business. The cynicism is rampant, and dealing with faceless corporations in the age of Facebook is kind of losing its luster. So in this age of social media, relationships matter more than they ever have. People are no longer buying from companies, they're buying from people. And the beginning of the relationship is where they're clear about who you are and what you're all about and what your story is. So relationships matter. So does authenticity. People smell bullshit faster than ever before. Attention spans are shorter than they've ever been. And so, yeah, just to sum it up, we kind of live in this age of ADD cynics. And you have to capture their attention fast. And they also need to get that you're real extremely quickly, too, within seconds of seeing your marketing materials. They decide whether it's relevant to them and whether they like you or trust you. It's harsh but true. So your bio is one of the biggest places that people learn about who you are and what your story is. And that story is what they will or they won't connect to. And if they connect to the story, if they find relevance and credibility in the story, they overlook a lot of marketing gaffes, et cetera. And so a lot of people don't have a bio. It's kind of blah. Some people have really bad bios. And every once in a while, they're really good bios. I just really got into that idea of reworking my bio a few years ago, and I was so excited about it. And I redid it, and I knew I was going to be meeting Nancy for the first time, so I was so excited. We sat down on a couch, and I was like, can you take a look at my bio? And I was feeling kind of cocky about it and proud, and she just eviscerated it in 5 minutes, lovingly tore it to shreds, and helped me rebuild it in a way that felt really authentic, even more authentic than the other one. And that has gotten a great response. And I can just tell you, now it's funny. When I go to a website and I can't learn about the people who run the business, this just happened this morning with a client of mine. I went to their website to try to find a bio to upload for a program I'm doing. And I couldn't. There was no bio. There was no photo of any of the people. And I suddenly was like, wow, it's so much less human. So anyways, this is just, to me, such an important topic. And, Nancy is such a lovely lovely woman, and I'm so happy to be doing this call with you.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm so thrilled to be here, and I'm a big fan of connecting with people live, and so for those of you who are just now joining us, if you are comfortable going to facebook.com/Nancy Jutten, J-U-E-T-T-E-N, you can like that page, and then you can join in the conversation that we have started where there's already, 12 or 13 people saying hello and sharing who they are and where they're from and what they're all about. And I would love for you to go there, because that's how we make this an awesome, engaging experience, and that's how you can get to know people that you might just want to be joint journeying forward with together as clients or joint venture partners. So welcome Mickey and Rosemary and Bob and Anna and those of you who have joined us. And another reason I love to connect on Facebook is I talk a lot about getting seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated. And psychic compensation is a big thing, too. And if you enjoy this call and get some value from it, I'd love a love note that you could post right here on Facebook, because that helps other people know that there's magic waiting for them here at Nancy Jutten, and I would love for them to get to know me, because I'm on a mission to help you all stand out and shine, and it all happens one brick at a time. That's how Rome was built, and so that's how I'm building my success, and that's how you can build yours, too. So welcome to everyone at Facebook who's joined us, and Tad's going to be monitoring that while we're doing this call. So tell us what we're up to today with the slide that's now up there, Tad, what folks can look forward to.
I just want to make sure people know, if you go to tad.broadcastyourbrilliance.com, so http://tad.broadcastyourbrilliance.com. It's on Nancy's note here on Facebook on her comment where she says hi everyone in just 20 minutes. You'll see a link. If you click on that, that will take you to the webinar slides if you haven't already seen them.
Actually, that will take folks to the place where they can learn more about the special offer I'll be making, but the slides are now posted on the screen. And so why don't I just take it from... Yeah, they are. Can you see them? They're all there. And so I'll just sort of pick it up here if that's okay, because I know we have a lot to cover and I want to make sure we get it all done. And then you can... Are you finding your slides there, Tad?
I don't see them.
Huh. Hit refresh.
On
and
which
if you don't,
page?
It's right there on the slides. And here's something, if we're having a technical difficulty, don't worry, because tomorrow, within 24 hours, both the PowerPoint presentation and the audio will be posted, so you can enjoy it wherever you are in the world. But I know I don't want to worry about how it's not showing up. I know I sent you the slides ahead of time, so it's okay.
Cool.
Let me tell you what we're up to today, and we'll just plow right into it. As a result of you joining Tad and I here today, I'm going to show you how to say bye-bye well-kept secret status and hello to clients, speaking gigs, and media interviews. And I promise you that there will be how, wow, and you'll have it right now. I want to say how grateful I am that you've joined us for this call. I know that you're busy and active in your lives and your businesses, and that you're here now present with us to benefit is a great compliment to both Tad and me for our service to you. So thank you. There will most definitely be time for questions at the end, so please, if you're joining us on the webcast from wherever you are in the world, you can simply type in your question and your email address, and when the time comes, I will gladly answer your question live so that you can feel really satisfied that this was a juicy, wonderful experience. What's going to happen today is you're going to learn a 5-step system that makes writing your bio fast and easy. You're going to get inspired by examples that brought in the business and the leveraged results. Hopefully, I'm going to have you grinning at some of the missteps that you can avoid ahead of time, especially for those of you who are just starting out, so you can move forward with confidence without tripping. And most importantly, I want you to get inspired about taking action immediately so that you can start sharing the story that you prepare so that you can prosper in the ways that matter in your business. Does that sound like a pretty good agenda? Tad, are you with me?
I'm with you. It sounds great.
Okay, very good. So just to make sure you're in the right place, if you have all the clients you need and are already well-known, this call probably isn't for you. But if you need more clients, more visibility, more credibility, and more prosperity, you have come to the right place, and I'm really glad that you're here. Now, I'm known pretty well today as a word wizard, a workshop leader, and a bye-bye boring bio author who's on a quest to guide mission-driven experts, conscious business owners, authors, and speakers to spell out their greatness and broadcast their brilliance through the power of storytelling and publicity. I'm your champion for authentic visibility. That's how I'm known today. But it hasn't always been that way, and I'll tell you my story in a minute. Now, I love music. I bet you do too, Tad. And James Taylor is my all-time favorite artist. And I was listening to one of his songs, and it came to me that I was listening to it almost like for the first time. And the lyrics of the song go like this. Fortune and fame, such a curious game. Perfect strangers call you by name, ask you to sing fire and rain again and again and again. That's James Taylor from his hit song, That's Why I'm Here. And I was listening to this, and I thought to myself, I want what James Taylor's having. Do you want what James Taylor's having? Do you want people tapping you on the shoulder and saying, I loved your talk, will you please come give it five more times? I loved your product, I would like to buy 1,000 of them. Who wants what James Taylor is having? This is the question. Do you want some of that, Tad? I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
So I think that what has to happen is you first have to make a name for yourself, and that means getting known for what you do, for whom you do it, and why it matters. And so that's why I want to tell you a little bit about my story so you can realize that I've not always been this quote-unquote rock star. I actually started out as invisible as many of you may be feeling right this very minute. When I started my business in 2001, February of 11 years ago, I was like the Wizard of Oz standing behind really famous people and people who wanted to be famous. And I would be waving my arms and legs behind the scenes trying to make them look big in the media so that they could attract clients, speaking gigs, media opportunities, and all those wonderful outcomes. And I was pretty good at it. I worked with Roger Staubach, the football great. I worked with Vern Yip and David Bromstad of HGTV. I've worked with America's Finest Chocolatier, Fran Bigelow, and the list goes on. And there was this occasion, it's like my gut check moment, my come to Jesus moment, where one of my marquee clients was receiving an award and needed to give a speech in a very large convention center. And she wasn't comfortable speaking or writing a presentation. And she says to me, write the presentation, deliver it to me, finished, I'll deliver it, coach me to do a great job. Thank you very much. I'll happily pay your hourly rate. I know this happens a lot for people, service providers. Pay the hourly rate. So I go ahead and I deliver this finished presentation. I coach her in delivering the message. She stands up on the stage and does an amazing job. There are photographers there. There's people in the media. They're rushing the stage, bringing flowers and gifts. There's a standing ovation. And on the one hand, I was really happy for her because I knew that she had really stood into the light. But at the same time, I was doing the power pout in my own mind because I was thinking to myself, if I'm that good of a storyteller and a publicist and a speaker, why am I standing behind the curtain making other people look big? Maybe I should try to do that for myself. And that's really a true story. So I felt anonymous, unheard, unseen, and I was mad enough to do something about it. I wanted to grow my businesses and get known as an expert in my field. And I think the difference between me and a lot of other people is that not only did I want to do it, but I've taken action step by step to make it happen. Now, here's another humbling story. When I first started and I had this big, hairy, audacious goal of getting known as an expert in my field, and here I'd been serving all these important people all this time, I decided to do a Google search for my name, hoping to find out that I was known for something that was at all relevant to my expertise. But you know what I found out? The very first thing that came up when I searched for my name in 2006 was that I ran 10K races really slowly. It was just heartbreaking. But you know what? I took it as a gut check, and I practiced what I preached and did for so many others, and now instead of being unknown, I'm known. I've been interviewed over many major broadcasts. I think last year I did 24 major speeches, and I'm serving people in powerful ways. And I'm here to tell you that if you are unknown and people aren't finding you and you don't have a story that helps people say yes to what you have to offer, you're going to find out how to do that for being here today. So thank you. You can make a name for yourself. You can get known and get paid, and you can make it happen by being consistent, tenacious, and ready. So I'm just asking, who on this call wants that? Because if you want it, that will make the big difference. So, oh, I see Tad's got the slides. Fantastic. So wanting it or not, James Taylor again, he has a song, and it goes like this. Is that the way you look? And he makes this comment about, is that the way you wear your hair? Is that really the way you dress? Is that really the way you show up in life? And it's really a funny song. And again, I listened to it with fresh ears, and I realized that it was really relevant to what we're talking about here. Because the words on your homepage do matter. The words on your About Me page matter. But more than anything, how you show up and the actions you take matter more. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. If you're a last-minute Susie, you provide too much information, too little information, people have an impression of you, and it may not necessarily be a favorable one. So by listening to what we're talking about today, I'm going to talk to you about how intoxicating and profitable it can be for you to be on time, on target, and on the money all the time, so that you can welcome the new clients, the speaking gigs, the media opportunities, and the money that you want to attract in your business. So speaking of wanting it, I know we've all seen the movie The Wizard of Oz. It's a 70-year anniversary film. It's a classic. Everyone loves it. But did you know that Roy Bolger, who was cast in the film and is long remembered as the Scarecrow, was originally cast as the Tin Man? Did you know that? This is the thing I love about this story. Anyone else who was cast in that film might have been happy. But he knew that being such a fabulous dancer and being such a lyrical person, that it would be a game changer for his career and for the world to enjoy if he got the role of a lifetime. So instead of just being glad to welcome what he thought were scraps, he fought with the producers to recast him in the role that he wanted. And he got what he asked for. So he is remembered, beloved, successful. And this is an important point I want you all to know, is if you want to get known and attract clients and have more ease and grace in your life, you have to be willing to fight for the visibility and success you seek and of which you are so worthy. So often people say, I want to get known. I think I'll just delegate that to a PR firm or a writer or somebody else. But the thing I want you to know is that nobody cares more about your success than you do. So don't be quick to delegate this to someone else who doesn't care about your success as much as you do. And if cash flow is at all an issue, you can arm yourself with some useful skills today that will help you make some hay as soon as possible, speaking of scarecrows. So you're probably getting the idea that preparation is something that I really believe in. And Justin Bieber, who's a rock star on his own, says that, and this is right from the pages of USA Today, he says, people think that being famous is easy, but there's so much hard work in it. And he would know. And here's another quote from Zig Ziglar, the amazing motivational speaker. He says, you were born to win, but to be the winner you were born to be, you must plan to win and prepare to win. Then and only then can you legitimately expect to win. And I want you to really take these words to heart, because I cannot tell you how many people over the last 10 years have said, I'm waiting for Oprah to call. I'm waiting for NPR to call. I'm waiting for things to happen to me. I'm inviting you to make things happen for yourself, because only you have that control, and it's very intoxicating when you realize how much power you really do have. So that brings this conversation squarely to you. In my conversations with people around the world, I always ask, what do you need the most? Do you want media interviews? Do you want speaking invitations? Or do you want clients? And while everybody wants everything, the hands-down thing that people want to do is attract more clients to their practice. Tad, I'm wondering, since you work with so many conscious entrepreneurs, do you find that that's a big issue that people talk to you about? Is that what they need?
Yeah, it's usually the core issue, is that they're not getting enough clients.
So this was sort of an aha moment for me, is that who cares about media? Who cares about speaking? These things may not be what you want to do. But if you want more clients, who are you, really? Who do you serve with great specificity? In what ways do you serve these people? What is the impact that your work delivers? Why does it matter now more than ever? What sets you apart from everyone else who does what you do? And then how can clients buy from you? How can they engage with you? Is it an hourly service? Is it a package of services? Is it products? Whatever it is. Because if you can't make it easy to buy, then it's not easy to own and it's not easy to refer. This is great advice I got from my friend and colleague Alice Cunningham of Olympic Hot Tub Company. You must make it easy to buy, own, and refer, and a confused mind never buys. So these are the kinds of questions that your About Me page needs to demonstrate, and it also needs to be showing up on your homepage so people can get to yes faster. So here again from James Taylor, he has a song and it says, "Shed a little light so that we can see." So what I want you to do is to turn heads and invite people to lean in and want to know more about you. And this is a really important question. What do you want readers to do as a direct result of reading what they see on that page? Do you want them to buy? Do you want them to refer? Do you want them to what do you want them to do? Because those words need to take them down the yellow brick road to the destination that is mutually satisfying for everybody, especially you and your balance sheet. Which brings me to this point about being memorable, remarkable, and repeatable. Because if you read those words and they sound boring, blah, 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 and boilerplate, that doesn't necessarily create a lot of excitement for people to want to pick up the phone, send you an email, request a meeting, or journey forward together. And I also want to point out that you want to be memorable, remarkable, repeatable, and in a good way. Because sometimes people don't show up in the best possible light, and that also has negative consequences. So do things right or go home. So why does this matter anyway? We all want to monetize our messages, and there's many ways to do it. And so depending on what you want to have happen, one size bio doesn't fit all situations. And what I also know in this work that I do is that there are bio emergencies taking shape every single day from people that were waiting for the phone to ring, and then when opportunity knocked, they tripped. So what is a bio emergency? This is when, for example, you're invited to be part of a teleseminar or a webinar or a big, huge telesummit where there's going to be all kinds of rock stars there. And the producer says, "Will you please send your bio to me with your photo and all of your interview questions by this date?" And you fail to respond in a timely manner. When you do that, you get known as a pill. You are creating work for the host. You're making their life difficult. And you don't get invited back. Maybe you got a call from an important media outlet and you weren't ready for it, so you missed. You tripped and you missed the opportunity to get invited back. When you're not ready, your confidence takes a beating when you just don't show up at your best. And this is the other thing that happens, is you just might have to drop other important high-priority balls to catch the unexpected one that just came in, and then you don't do anything well. Bioemergencies are costly. On the other hand, you can actually make some magic happen when you're ready, and I want to tell you about a bioemergency that turned into a triumph so that you'll feel intoxicated about what can really happen for you. One of my clients is a life coach. She works with high-end executives to help them change their mindset and up their game. This really happened. It was a Thursday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She said, "I listened to your telecall a few weeks ago about getting ready for opportunity, and I knew I needed to get a bio done, but who knew that Microsoft would be calling me to pitch a six-figure annual contract and that the deadline would be tomorrow. Can you please help me?" And I said, "Well, send me your bio. Let me take a look at it." And being kind, it was a very boring bio and did not represent her in the winning way that would be required in order to win the business. So I asked her some questions, and we turned it around in emergency situation, and she got the gig, six figures. And so here's what I want to be really transparent with you. She's a very talented coach. She wrote a proposal that hit on all the cylinders. She had a bio that spoke her truth in a winning way that truly turned heads. But the most important and priceless part of this was the confidence that she felt, knowing that she nailed it. And so she was able to win it. And that's what I'm saying to you. It really does pay off to have a great story, because if people can get to yes as soon as they finish reading it, you are on to something. And it's something that you can take to the bank and beyond. And that's what I want for you. So what
Nancy,
do you
can
really...
I talk to you?
Please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I've been thinking about it like a bucket. And that it's like if you imagine you live in a town where everybody has to take their bucket to go get water. And but a lot of people, their buckets are, it's like a sieve at the bottom, or so there's holes in the bucket. And so it's like, or sometimes there's just no bottom at all. And so water comes in and it just goes out and nothing ever sticks around. And so then these people are often like, well, I just need more attention. I need more people going to my website. I need to be discovered by Oprah, and I need more water coming into my bucket because my bucket never seems to be full. But the truth is the bucket is full of holes or has no bottom. And some people, their bucket is so ugly that they're embarrassed to be seen with it. You know, it's like they go out, they know they need water, but it's like, oh, this bucket is so ugly. So they just kind of take sips from other people's buckets when they get a chance. But it's something really compelling when you have a bucket that's airtight and that's so beautiful and you're so proud to bring it and show it off. And it's so easy to fill once you've got the container right. Once you've got the container structurally sound, it's really, really easy to fill and take advantage of the water whenever it does show up, as opposed to just the bucket always being damp and having the memory of water. And you're like, oh, I remember water was pouring through, you know. So that's a metaphor I've been using a lot lately.
I love that. And, you know, when the bucket is beautiful, all of a sudden you're working on your bucket list. And how many times are you thinking, someday I'm going to get started with all these things I want to do when the cash flow is right and when the bank account is okay. And I want everybody to start
right
on their bucket list right now.
Nicely done.
So to that end, you know, that's a great ad. Thank you, Ted. So what do you want? You want to attract clients, speaking gigs, or media interviews. If you want to be introduced like a rock star, you've got to prepare your intro ahead of time, because then you're going to be that rock star. So let's talk about some of the mistakes that people make in their bios, because this will really help you get to success faster. Now, since you're all holistic practitioners, there's a good chance that you've gone to some important schools and earned some certifications and education that is really important for your credentials, for people to feel comfortable having you care for them. And so one of the biggest mistakes people make is to use a lot of alphabet soup that doesn't mean anything to the reader who may be unfamiliar with your particular expertise. So what I want you to do is, when in doubt, spell it out so that people know what it means. And if there's such a long list of credentials beside your name, ask yourself if it would serve you and your decision maker better to leave some of them out. Because if there's too many, folks might make the judgment that you're too expensive or not quite what they were looking for. Who knows what their objections are going to be? So only use those credentials that are the most relevant and compelling to your ideal client. For example, one of my clients was a VA, which stands for virtual assistant, and she didn't realize that a lot of people didn't know what that meant, and so she was not getting people at hello as soon as she could otherwise get them to hello by describing what a VA is, by saying, I'm a virtual assistant. That means this is what I do for you and the wow that it delivers. Then people say, oh, yeah, I need one of those. Another big mistake people make is called eye disease. And this is especially an issue for people who want to get media attention. Eye disease means that every sentence in your story starts with I was born in a little log cabin in Minnesota. I earned my degree from ABC University. I've been working for 30 years in this field. I am an award-winning business owner. not only is this a boring way to describe what you do, but if a media outlet was asked to introduce you, they would have to rewrite you at the 11th hour in the third person so that they could introduce you properly. So if media attention is important, make sure you have a bio that says, Tad Hargrave is the founder of Marketing for Hippies, where he guides conscious entrepreneurs to purpose, profitability, and wow, one fabulous pay-as-you-go seminar at a time. Thank you, Tad, for joining us for the program. You see what I just did there?
Yeah.
You're taking notes.
That's interesting. People always ask me, they say, should it be in the first person or third person? I've always been sort of, I never really knew what to think about that, but that totally makes sense that it's going to be used by other people, so they're going to have to translate it.
There's a little bit of customer service involved, and so like Tad, if you're introduced for a teleseminar, they should be able to read it. Tad Hargrave is, Tad Hargrave contributes, Tad Hargrave makes this impact. Welcome Tad to the program. When you have that prepared and posted on the About Me section of your page, 24/7 people can go there, get what they're looking for, and the best thing for you is that you have the peace of mind of knowing that you're going to be introduced properly without any mistakes. This is especially important. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say that I've had that so many times because before I met you, I didn't really have my bio together, and so I would do all these people invite me to speak, and I wouldn't have a bio, and they'd say, how should we introduce you? And so I'd be like, oh, just let me write something down before, you know, and I'd scribble something on a piece of paper, and I'd give it to them, they'd read it, and I'd be like, oh, God, that sounds so arrogant. I hope nobody saw me write that down, you know. But I was redoing it every time, and it just never totally felt right. And then after meeting with you and redoing my bio, now it's just I have this thing I can cut and paste and send whenever I get on a teleseminar, whenever I'm doing a talk, and people can just read it, and it feels really good. When people read it, I no longer feel like, oh, that's so arrogant, and it doesn't seem boring, so I just agree with that.
See, this is where the rinse and repeat starts to really sound exciting, because I'll just share something with you being completely transparent. Last year in 2010, I did 50 interviews, and I did 24 live speaking engagements. That's a lot. That's 74 opportunities to stop whatever I was doing to supply a bio, interview questions, my photo, a picture of my book, and whatever else the host needed. If I didn't have all that ready to go, I would have never been able to fulfill all my other client responsibilities in a reasonable window of time. So now, just last week, I got invited to speak 5 times by 5 different prestigious organizations. And in every case, I was able to say, and just paint this picture for yourself, I am so honored to be asked to contribute to your major industry conference where thousands of people will be sitting there with bated breath waiting to hear what you have to say. Here is access to my photo, my book cover, my presentation write-up, the 3 key audience takeaway points that the people will learn, and here's everything else I can think of that you might need to make this a fabulous experience for you and your audience. Is there anything more I can do to make this a fabulous experience? And then what typically happens is people say, holy cow, would you please train the world to do what you just did? And so that's what I'm doing. Be prepared, because not only do you look like a rock star, because how you show up means everything, but you save yourself a lot of those 11th-hour scramble, you know, scribble on a piece of paper, worry that they're going to say your name wrong, and all these other kinds of things. So who's with me? Have you learned something new that's got you kind of excited? This stuff really pays off. So moving on about mistakes. Blah, 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 boring and boilerplate never gets it done. Boring never delivers the goods. Too much information, 3 pages when they ask for 50 words, is not going to get you to the head of the class. If you have not differentiated yourself and you're calling yourself author, coach, speaker, I am reaching for a yawn. Don't do that, because if you're a meeting planner is looking for someone just like you, how many people do you think are in the stack that describe themselves as author, speaker, coach? That is the most generic way to describe yourself as I can possibly imagine. So don't let this happen to you. These are bio blunders to avoid, and for those of you who are just starting out, this comes at perfect timing. What I want you to know for sure is that the wow matters more than the how. Because if prospects like what they read when they land on your homepage, you know they're going to want to learn more about you. And what I know from having done all this research is, and it doesn't really, it's not, shouldn't come as a great surprise, your homepage is the number one place where people go to find out what you do. And the About Us page typically is in the top 5 or 6 pages people visit. If when they land there, it reads like wallpaper, then what you run into is a run, Forrest, run situation where they're running in the opposite direction instead of picking up the phone and giving you a call. That is why this matters. So what are some examples of wow so you can anchor this into your own story? Well, here's a provocative, media-savvy relationship coach who guides viewers to welcome love fast. In one line of text, we know what she does, we know that she's provocative, and that she helps her viewers get to an ultimate result that a lot of people around the world want right now, especially because Valentine's Day is coming. One line of text. Electrifying audiences and inspiring sales teams, one riveting presentation at a time. If you were a meeting planner and you stumbled upon this description, chances are you'd take a second look. And here's a best-selling author and speaker who breaks fire codes with her sold-out and life-changing events. Can you see that one line of text really can pack a punch? And so if you have the choice between blah, blah, blah and boring and wow, it seems to me that there's no decision to be made. And if finding those words is not your gift, well, you've just made a new friend with me that happens to be my particular brand of specialty. My husband, gosh, I have to remember what side the bread the butter is on, he's a certified financial planner professional, and he has this statement at the very top of his bio, and it says, "People hire me for my head, pay me for my heart, and trust me most when I use both." This is truly who he is and how he approaches his work, and he leads with what I call this sassy soundbite. And it totally showcases who he is and what he's about. 3 to 5 people a week hire him to apply his particular brand of magic to their financial matters because they know right out of the gate that he's been the one that they want. What would happen for you if that was the reaction your ideal client had when they read about you, even with one line of text? For me, I am your get-known-to-get-paid mentor and your champion for authentic visibility. If you want that ultimate result and you want someone to cheer you on to show up as your very best and to be visible wherever you need to be, I'm your gal. So the big idea for you is how can you use a simple line of text to get to an easy yes or an easy no? Because either way, it's good because you're going to be spending more of your time with the right people and the wrong people are going to journey forward on their way. Isn't this compelling? I get so excited about this. So, for client attraction, your takeaway is that your story needs to focus on the outcomes, the ultimate results, and the wow that you bring about with great specificity. You want to tell a reader how to get to yes fast. If you want speaking gigs, you need to say what you speak about. And you need to set yourself apart from others by not describing yourself as author, speaker, coach. You want to invite action and be as specific as possible. I do a lot of work with the National Speakers Association and am, in fact, one of their speakers at their national conference in Dallas next month. And a lot of the speakers and meeting planners that I talk to tell me that the number one mistake speakers make is forgetting to say what they talk about. Seems so simple, doesn't it? But if I speak about a lot of things to a lot of audiences and I can't wait to be of service, versus I help you transform boring bios from wallpaper to wow to attract clients now, given the choice between those two things, which do you think is more compelling? And so that's why having a signature topic that you can get known for is so powerful. And the other part of this that a lot of people forget to consider is when you are known for that one talk that you do so well, not only do you get to get better delivering it each time you're asked, but the magnificent amounts of time crafting that presentation are going to start paying back to you again and again versus having to start with a clean sheet of paper every time. It is no small task to create a wonderful presentation. So once you have a good one, you want to use it again and again, just like James Taylor singing Fire and Rain. He must have written that song 40 years ago. People still love it. So create a wonderful presentation. You'll be glad that you did. So for media interviews, establish your credibility, showcase your visibility, and make it easy for folks to get in touch with you. You know, earlier in this call, you probably saw that picture of me with the hot pink coat. There's a funny little backstory. Can I tell it, Tad?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Okay, so I've been a media gal for a long time, right? And I've been on all these media programs. And I'm sharing the stage with someone who is really impressive. And I said, can you please send your headshot so I could showcase it on my blog? And it turns out she sends me this headshot with all these logos on it. You know, you know, important clients and important media outlets. And I'm thinking, I'm sharing the stage with this rock star. I am so yesterday. I'm so disappointed. I don't know if I'm good enough to be on the same stage with this person. So then I have my own little, I wish I had a V8 kind of moment. I thought, holy cow, the cobbler's daughter has no shoes. I have been on every one of those same media outlets, and I have just as many interesting clients. And the problem was I hadn't merchandised them visually. So I just asked my graphic designer to harvest the logos from some of my most prestigious media placements and put them around that picture of me with the hot pink coat. And as you said earlier today, Tad, that we're in an ADD world, people will make a snap judgment just by what they see to know whether or not they want to listen. And just putting those logos around my picture has opened up a world of opportunity for me because people see me as set apart from every other publicist who's out there. Not only do I know how to do publicity, but I do it for myself. I walk my own talk. And, again, how you show up and how you do anything is how you do everything. So that's probably enough about that. So bringing this right back down to you, if writing about you and what you do and the wow you deliver is not easy, you're not alone. A lot of people struggle with this. People tell me that they waste a lot of time not getting it right. They're frustrated. They can't see their own story in a way that actually turns heads and invites results. And so they may be languishing in obscurity. They may not have as much of a client list as they want, and they may be struggling. So that's why we're going to show you how to make it a whole lot easier. And so I want to show you this sassy little graph. And if you're on the PowerPoint, just know that you will get this full presentation tomorrow morning so that it can be much bigger so you can see it more clearly. So just take heart. But these are the five steps I want you to take to make it easy and fast for you to write a bio that turns heads and invites opportunity. The number one thing, and I'm just going to keep my focus here on attracting clients because I have a suspicion that that's what most people need. Decide what you need right now. And I'm saying you need a client attracting bio. And so I want you to look at that blank sheet of paper with that objective in mind. Then I want you to reflect on the who, the how, and the wow that you bring. And when you do this, think about your ideal client and the results that you bring about that change their lives and make their life better, and what sets you apart from everyone else who does this thing that you do. And then I want you to prove your claims. And how you can do that is by a variety of things. You can share your credentials. You can share your experience. You can identify visually and with words any awards that you've won. If you've been lucky enough to be quoted in the media as the ultimate Reiki master in America, go ahead and mention that. Someone's on the web. Let's see. And then, if you are someone who has testimonials from clients who have actually said that you've changed their game for the better in very specific ways, showcase those testimonials because that lends proof to your claims. Then I want you to add some personality to it, and how you can do that is what I call the sassy soundbite. Put in a quote that demonstrates what you're all about so people can get to that know, like, trust place fast. Even one line of text can really make a difference. And then when you ask yourself, okay, I want to prepare my right side story, I want you to do 50 words in the third person that says who you are.
Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I'm here. Are you?
Hey, everyone. Yeah. There seems to have been a glitch. I think Nancy might have just vanished. But stay here on the call.
Okay.
And if you're still here, if you can hear me, maybe if you can just say hello, you can hear me on the Facebook wall. facebook.com/Nancy Jutten. That's facebook.com/Nancy Jutten. Just say hello so that I know you can hear me as we go through this technical glitch together.
Okay. I see you there on that you're still here. It shows that we have, I can see you there, so let's see what Facebook has to say.
Let me know if you can all hear me.
I can hear you.
Oh.
So it says Valerie Campbell says hello.
Right,
Anna
just,
May Gold, I hear you
just
fine.
I can hear you.
I can hear both
of you. I'm going to let you keep talking, and I'll call back in.
Okay. All right. Thanks for everybody for being patient. So let's see. I have to advance the slides here for a moment, so just bear with me. So we're hopefully getting excited about the prospect of going through this system. You're declaring what you want. You're preparing your story. So you've decided that you want a client. So it's decide, reflect, prove, add your personality, and prepare your right-sized stories. So let's just share some quick examples of how this came about for some real people, because that will really anchor this in a wow sort of way so that you feel like you can do it too. Remember earlier in the call I said that Lisa Schultheis was a virtual assistant? Well, she needed a little help upping her game, and so we did that with this story. Lisa Schultheis is the owner of Today's Virtual Edge. Her sassy soundbite is, focus on your genius and not your to-do list. You'll get to prosperity faster. Lisa Schultheis, virtual assistant. And then she has a sassy soundbite from a very famous client who says, ignore her value at your own peril. Her headline reads, delegate to escalate your profitability and business results. Already, without even reading the text, you know that she has something that you want. And you know the good news is, this is on her homepage now, and it's inviting new clients again and again in competitive situations. She's a proud graduate of the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series, and when she came to me, she said she lived in Wisconsin 3 times in her webpage, and she never described what a VA was in the first place, and now she's winning clients again and again. And she showed up for every call, she got the help that she needed, and now she's making it pay off. Another of my clients is a speaker who had a 3-page speaker sheet that had so many words on it that no meeting planner would really invest mightily to find out how cool he was, even though he's a former National Basketball Association All-Star. So I asked him if he'd be open to making some upgrades, and he said absolutely. And so we took those 3 pages and we narrowed them down to just 1 or 2 paragraphs. And within a week, he got a 5-figure gig to speak to his perfect audience. 5 figures. So this goes to show that if you speak your wow with a few well-spoken words, you can get to prosperity pretty quickly. One of the things I want to point out about James's call to action is he wants to monetize. His goal is to be a routinely well-compensated, sought-after speaker, and he has written a book called Standing Above the Crowd. So this last point here, it says, to engage Donaldson or make volume purchases of his book to delight your audiences, here's the website to visit, here's the email to send to, and here's a phone number. He's making it easy for you to buy, and that means he's making money. So if you are an author, please make the suggestion that volume purchases of your book are available, because wouldn't it be great if you were getting the 5- or 6-figure gig and selling thousands of your books and speaking to a leveraged perfect audience of people who wanted to enroll with whatever it is that your brand of magic is. That is how you monetize, by telling a story all your own, and that's why it's so important to do this right. Another of my clients is a dating coach, which, again, Valentine's Day, this is a very timely time of year to be a dating coach. And so she wanted a media attracting bio. So we put a headline, internationally recognized authority on dating and attracting love. And then we lead with the Wall Street Journal, Cosmopolitan Magazine, Match.com, and other media are among the prestigious outlets that routinely seek out the sassy, studied, and provocative commentary of America's premier date-to-mate coach, Catherine Scott. Already I'm palpitating. I want this woman on my program. And if you need media attention, you need a bio like this. Can you see that one bio doesn't fit all situations and that there really is a difference? And when you tailor the message to the outcome that you want, how magic can manifest just before your eyes in a highly leveraged way, this makes me so excited. Is anyone out there excited? So let me ask you, I see that Tad is back with us, hooray. What if the perfect decision maker landed on your home page or your About Me page, or a meeting planner came to call, or an influential recorder called and decided to interview you? Would you be ready? Because when you are, it's a world of limitless opportunity. You can be intoxicated by the good things that are coming. One good thing always leads to another. What would it feel like if you were ready to respond to every opportunity like a pro? No more 11th hour scramble, no more message point SOS, no more dropping other higher priority balls to catch the one you weren't expecting. And this is the best part, no more bio emergencies. How would that feel if you could be thinking big for your future just at the start? I'll tell you that there are priceless outcomes that you can take to the bank and beyond, because you will make a great name for yourself. You will pave a path to a winning reputation as an expert to be counted on. You will get invited back. Opportunity will be calling your name, and you'll be ready for anything. So I want to tell you a story. Paint the picture. Maybe you can relate to this. That, you know, I work pretty hard. Tad, I think you do too. And sometimes you need a vacation. Does anyone relate to that? Well, I needed a vacation, but I'm like a Boy Scout. I like to be ready for anything. So I'm sitting on the lounge chair at this lovely local resort, and on the right-hand side, this little table has all these trashy books and magazines I can't wait to read. And then on the left, I have my phone hiding underneath suntan lotion and such, and I'm hoping that nobody calls because I really need a vacation. And I'm just getting ready to settle in and have a lovely afternoon, and the phone rings. And guess who it is? It's National Public Radio Chicagoland. And the person on the phone says, Nancy, we have an emergency situation. Our guest for tomorrow's provocative panel about how to get known has canceled, and we need an emergency fill-in guest. Can we count on you? And what do you think I was able to do? I said, I would be honored to be on your program. In one click, I can get you everything you need to know to create a fabulous interview. Is there anything more I can do to make this easy for you and your audience? He said, no, that's all I need. And I went back to my vacation. If this happened to you, would you have to put your cover up on, go to the hotel room, call your secretary, and start scrambling? I'm telling you that there are a lot of people that have that situation, and I'm just inviting you to get your situation solved before that starts, because it's so much easier for you. Now, if you want what all these people are having, new clients, media interviews, and big audiences to hear your message, this is really just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what's possible for you, because when you're ready, you can start writing articles for the online article directories. You might be lucky enough to get your own column in the local business journal or alternative health magazine. You could start responding to queries and writing press releases to spread your news far and wide. You could do guest blog posts. You could get invited to do a teleseminar or a webinar where thousands of people would be holding their breath to hear what next you had to say. And the more people that know about you, the more people are going to want to do business with you, and that is why this is so intoxicating. So what I want for y'all is to have what these people are having, and I want you to have it with ease and grace, because given the choice, more ease and grace is so much better than last-minute Susie. So here again from James Taylor, working's just fine, just don't let it take your wasted time. That is the benefit of being ready. So if you are ready, I have a call to action for you. Whenever you're ready, James Taylor said, we can get it done today. That's why I'm here. I'm here with the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series to guide you step by step to get ready to welcome the kinds of intoxicating, game-changing results that I've talked about with graduates of my program that I've talked about today. if you are interested in reading about this program, you can go to tad.broadcastyourbrilliance.com, no W's in front of that, to read about everything that's waiting for you in the Broadcast Your Brilliance program. And I'm going to talk you through it step by step. The next series of webinars, it's five webinars, is going to start on Wednesday, February 8th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. What's waiting for you? Over a five-week window, step by step, without overwhelm, I'm going to teach you how to prepare bios that turn heads and invite dollars into your business immediately. I'm going to show you how to write press releases that earn the visibility in the right places that can bring in the leads that you need to be successful now. Excuse me. I'm going to teach you how to write a pitch the media can't resist or to respond to media queries through services like helpareporter.com so that you can get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated. Excuse me. There's also personal attention. Now, I've been in plenty of webinars and high-end mentoring programs where I paid a lot of money and I listened into a call and someone talked to me for an hour and gave me homework and that's all I heard from them. And I created a program that would be completely different. In my program, one half of each class is content you need to know in order to learn the lesson that we need to learn that week so that you can feel equipped to actually do the homework. The other half of the class is me putting you in the steeping hot seat so that I can showcase your homework and make your story better right then in front of everyone in the program. And if you're introverted and don't like to be put in the spotlight, you can correspond with me by email in between sessions so that I can look at your best effort draft and give you suggestions to make it better. Personal attention is what sets this program apart from every other program out there. And what your ultimate result is going to be is that you will get seen and heard, and you will get a powerful upgrade to your message so that you can show up and get what you came for. Now, I've had scores and scores of graduates already graduate from this program, and they tell me about the confidence they feel, psychic compensation for finally feeling like they know what they're doing and are showing up well. Lisa Schulteis, the VA that we've been talking about, is getting ongoing clients just because people love what they see when they get on her homepage. Catherine Scott has been recognized by major media. This story I love. Elizabeth Venturini from the Mona Lisa Code was a complete newbie to any of this. Her husband wrote something called the Mona Lisa Code, which is a scientific study that apparently has turned a lot of heads because Elizabeth wrote a press release that she issued over PR Web, and it got 191,000 hits around the world. She did it herself as a direct result of the lessons that I taught her in this program. Olala Nenga has been getting speaking invitations one right after the other. She's the one that breaks the fire codes with her life-changing events, Breakdown to Breakthrough. And Karen Rothstein, again, another complete newbie. She was a hypnotherapist, and she took my course in October, and I asked her, well, what do you do? She says, one of the big things I do is I help people stop smoking. I said, do you suppose that people in the new year are going to want to stop smoking? She said, yes. I said, let's work on a pitch to the local Fox affiliate and suggest to them that they do a series about how to stop smoking in the new year and put you in the center. Guess what happened? She got exactly what she asked for. She learned her lesson well in this program, was able to get the result that she wanted under her own power without paying a PR firm. These are real-life examples of people who have graduated from the program and had these kinds of outcomes happen within days or weeks of starting the program. That's why I'm so confident about it. So if this is for you, if you're serious about getting known and getting paid and you're ready to take action and you want feedback and community and you're beyond ready to set aside the struggle of dealing with that blank sheet of paper and you don't want to go it alone a moment longer.
Hey, Nancy, you don't have to go to loan anymore. I'm here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back.
I'm back. Oh, technology.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I'm glad you're here. Now, I was just saying it's not for you if you're looking for that easy button. You're not ready to take action. you don't really want to be visible and credible as an expert, and you're not prepared to invest time or money to get the job or the results that you want. But let me make the business case for you on this. If you were to hire a PR firm to do this for you, chances are you'd spend between $3,500 and $5,000 a month. That's a lot of money, and that means the expectation for the Red Sea to part is really, really high, and a lot of us just can't afford that. Yes, you can work with me privately, and I'd be happy to do that. But what I really love is that when you work with me in the Broadcast Your Brilliance group setting that's packed with the personal attention, and you learn the skills to use to your expert advantage under the power of your own initiative forever, you get an amazing value. This is an $897 program, but because Tad is introducing you to me today, you have a $400 incentive to enroll right now. Plus, there's a lot of very high-value bonuses that come in handy in our work together as we learn to broadcast your brilliance. What do you get? Oh, boy. My best-selling book, Bye Bye Boring Bio, is going to help you stand out, get noticed, so that clients are calling you. There are also my publicity tips booklets that include 147 tips that you can choose 5 of them and make them a well-formed habit, and you will get known and you will get paid because it works. Every single one of these tips has paid dividends for me and thousands of clients before you. I call this sprinkles and a cherry on top. There are 5 audio files that are part of this program, so if you're someone who likes to learn best by listening in between courses, you will learn how to become a master of enrollment of new clients with Bill Barron as your guide. If you have written a book or have a forthcoming book in the wings, you will make money from your book even before it's published with John Egan's advice showing you the way. And then there are 3 files from me. There you're going to learn to kick your boring bio to the curb, make your press releases pay off, and learn do-it-yourself publicity fundamentals with an interview that Robert Middleton said was the best interview he'd done in years with me. And if that wasn't enough, there are 32 articles to guide you to unleash the power of publicity to your expert advantage, and I think this is a really exciting one for those of you who want to be experts on teleseminars. I'm going to share with you my very own teleseminar packet so that you can model yours after mine and be a rock star in record time without having to stare at a blank sheet of paper. I think this bonus is probably worth the most of all. If you have an assistant, a business partner, or a virtual assistant who helps you in your work, bring them along with you for this course so that you can build an implementation and accountability team while you're moving forward together. Isn't that an amazing assembly of bonuses? So let me just take a breath and ask a question. Are you feeling inspired to take action now? The question I would invite you to consider: if this program, the Broadcast Your Brilliance 5-week webinar series, offers to meet a fundamental need you have in your business, I would love for you to make a decision right here and now, and I want to make it an easy yes for you. People want personal attention, this I know. And once you've prepared your story and you're excited about it, you're going to want to share it. So the first 15 people to make the wise choice to enroll in the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series are going to get a 30-minute Build Your Buzz laser coaching session with me so we can brainstorm how you can best share your story to make your impact. This is probably worth more than the cost of admission in the program because I'm going to show you exactly what to do and guide you to have success, and it's going to be totally custom to your needs. I'm also going to share a digital training session to make your personal networking pay off in powerful ways when you show up like a rock star wherever you go, so you never have to waste a moment networking in the wrong way ever again. So those are some pretty good bonuses. Now, just the other day I gave a call like this, and one of my clients who decided to come on along, Coach Nakumbe, really started digging in, and she wrote me a note, and I'm sharing it with you now. She says, "I've been going through your materials and holy buckets, do you know your stuff or what? I initially thought, where in the world has Nancy been? I can't begin to tell you how many gurus and well-intentioned professionals I have worked with that did not serve me half the justice as your program has, and I'm just into the first document and recordings now. So when you decide to enroll by going to TAD.BroadcastYourBrilliance.com, you will get all of those bonus delivered to you immediately so that you can have the same experience that this lovely woman has had. Now you're probably wondering, but what if I don't like it? What if it's not for me? Well, I have a total happiness guarantee. No hassle, no hesitation. If this is not for you, just let me know before the third session. Send me an email or give me a call, and you will get a complete refund, and you can keep all the digital bonuses. So there's no risk. And if cash flow is a little bit of an issue, great news here, too. You can spread your payments over 90 days if that makes it easy for you to say yes, so you can benefit right now. Because if you're like any of the other folks that have joined with me in this program, they came with their arms rolled up and ready to get to work, and they got results immediately that more than paid back their investment. And I know that will happen to you, too, if you truly are interested in standing out and shining. So, you know, a quick summary here. When does it all begin? February 8th, Wednesday at 11 o'clock. It's a 75-minute call, 50% content, 50% steeping hot seats. All the calls are recorded. And the place to go to make your purchase is TAD.BroadcastYourBrilliance.com. I'd love for you to be the first 15 people to say yes so that you can get that additional Build Your Buzz strategy session with me so we can learn how to share your story once you've prepared it. So let's go over to the Q&A now and see if we have any questions.
So, Nancy, just before that, I also want to toss in, for anyone who signs up today for the program, I would love to, actually anyone who just signs up, period, through me for the program, I want to give you a 90-minute follow-up call after her program's done. We'll host a 90-minute group call where I can just end it. There won't be any content, but just you can just share what you worked on. If there was anything you still need some polishing, I'll share my perspective for what it's worth. If you sign up for this, I just want to make sure that you're totally taken care of, and so I'd like to offer that as well.
Oh, that's so generous. Now, I'm over on the Q&A, and I have Jenny Howarth from the United Kingdom, and she's asking, back to whether to use the first or third person, don't you think that I comes over as more personal, inviting on the website with a picture, like the person who's talking to the reader? I think that there's a place for the first person, and I think there's a place for the third person. And I think that if media attention is your priority, you absolutely have to have a version in the third person because it will save you time. It will set you up to be successful with your media partners and your speaking gig opportunities, and it will present you in a highly polished way. When you have a very personal service, the I approach can be effective. I'm just inviting you to think about what you want people to do, feel, and remember, and what your ultimate objective is, and to strike the right balance so that you can achieve your goal. I always say to folks, go ahead and find the people in your business that you love, trust, and respect, and see how they're doing it, and you'll probably find that very instructive. We have another comment from Stefana of Austin. Great stuff. What if I'm not even certain all over the place with what I'm doing, who I am, what I am yet? Perhaps I need to get that sorted out before I can benefit fully. And I would say, Stefana, you're probably right. You have to know who you serve, what you do, and why it matters. Because until you have clarity on that, nobody's going to understand it well enough to want to buy it. So I know, Tad, you do an awful lot of work with niching and helping people craft their niche. And I really want you to think about this important question. What is it that you're going to offer? And are you providing something that is so desperately needed by your ideal audience that they are immediately reaching for their wallet to invest wisely to experience the relief? Because one of the biggest mistakes people make is that they turn their passion into a business that doesn't deliver enough dollars to make it work. And that is just the saddest thing in the world. Don't you agree, Tad?
Yeah.
So make sure. Let's see. Cecile of Montpellier, do you have any suggestions for me if I'm just getting started and don't have several formal clients to call for testimonials. Yes, I do. I'm going to tell a story, actually. I think that your values and what you're committed to can really make a big difference when you don't have the testimonials yet. And my own story is this. When I started my company, I didn't have any clients. I just had 15 years of corporate experience. And I thought, how am I going to be credible? So I had a headline that said, "Every growing company needs a storyteller. Let me help you tell yours." And then I said, "These are the 5 defining values of my practice and why you can trust me to make this happen in your business." And it was so authentic, and it was so passionate, and it was so true that within 6 months, even though I didn't have a website, I didn't have a blog, nobody knew who I was already booked solid with perfect clients. So when you don't have testimonials, lead with your values and your commitment to serve. If you don't have clients, do pro bono work for a few clients and exchange for the agreement that they will provide a compelling testimonial for you in exchange. And I don't want a testimonial that says, "She's a really nice gal. I would recommend her to anyone." I want the testimonial to say, "This body worker eased a pain that had been nagging at me for years, and I can't sing her praises loud enough." Because the testimonial needs to be meaty and juicy so people can have that head whip reaction and want to say yes to whatever it is that you offer. So those boring blah, 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 generic, "a nice person, I highly recommend her, has a good personality," leave those to the curb and go for the juicy ones. Emily Matt, I'm not going to get this right, from Kelowna, British Columbia. "I cannot bring up the website on either of the browsers, and I'm really wanting to be one of the first 15. Let me make it easy for you. Go to broadcastyourbrilliance.com, www.broadcastyourbrilliance.com, and make your purchase. And when it says, 'How did you hear about this call today?' or 'What moved you to buy today?' please mention Tad's name in the order form so that that can be acknowledged. Broadcastyourbrilliance.com. Emily, I can't wait to work with you. I'm just going to come over and see if anybody's been asking me any questions on my email, because people do that. Oh, Stefana, welcome. Stefana from Texas has joined us for the program. I can't wait to work with you and do that Build Your Buzz session for you privately once you've prepared your story. Thank you for joining us. And it looks like we have a couple more orders that are going to be coming in, so that's wonderful. So I'm happy to continue to ask questions, and I'm looking, hitting refresh. "I'm having trouble describing myself in an exciting way that people get. How can I resolve this?" This is from Heal Naturally. Well, one of the best things you can do is ask the last 10 clients what they thought about what you did for them. And this is a really great exercise for everyone who's still on the call. If the work that you did is truly transformational and made a big impact for your clients, chances are they would happily share a comment. So you can send an email or make a phone call and say, "I'm working on my brand and reputation, and what I would love for you to do is, in very, without thinking too much about it, send me an email with the 5 words that immediately come to mind that describe the impact that our session had on your life. It would really help me to know what this really meant to you so that I can craft a brand and a message that really will hit the nail on the head and invite me to have more opportunities to work with more fabulous people just like you." When you do that, you'll be amazed what people say. And so when you restate, when you use those words, you throw away all the boring ones and you find all the great ones and you lead with those. And you will find the essence of a great brand taking shape just by listening to your clients who already love you. So I hope that helps you, Ariel, from Heal Naturally. And let's see. I'm just saying, Tad, do you have any questions or things that you want to add to the conversation before we close? Because I know people are busy, and I want to make sure we get everybody heard and seen.
Boy, I feel like I probably have a lot of questions. Nothing's coming to mind right now. I'm curious for you. I'm curious for what your your leading edge is right now in your thinking around bios, or if there's anything that's coming up that you're most fascinated about around helping people articulate their story, or where are you at these days?
Well, I'm really glad you asked, and I think for those people who have been following my work, I am a huge fan of Oprah Winfrey, and her magazine on the stands these days, this month, is all about expressing yourself. And she says, can you tell a story about your life in 6 words or less? And I find this to be fascinating. One of these stories is for sale baby shoes never worn. In 6 words, you have got a riveting story that makes you want to know more. So I have been working on my 6-word life story, and here's what it is. Worthy, heard, authentic, valued, rewarded, happy. If that's what's on my tombstone, I feel really great about it. So I think Oprah's on a movement to get people to tell their stories in 6 words or less. And if you were to go to my About Me page, you will find that the very top bio that's listed on among the many versions that are posted on my page, because I think that's leading edge. Could you get to the meat of the matter in 6 words or less? That creates an impression one way or the other. The right people are going to hop in the boat, and the wrong people are going to stay out, and that's okay, because I want to attract perfect clients to benefit from how I serve people, and you do too. So what 6 words would really do it for you?
And what's interesting for me about that is that one of the things I've been saying a lot at my workshops is that this premise that sort of marketing makes you better at what you do. And that part of why marketing and all this branding and writing the bio makes us better at what we do is it forces a level of clarity about what we do that is so easy to avoid. It's so easy to just put out the bio that's the list of our credentials and have a homepage that's just all about us, but really in a generic way and talking all about the what we do and how we do it and using generic terms like coach and all this. But in the process of really going inside and thinking, like, what is it that I do? What is it that I want to be known for? What is it that I have to give? And summing it up and distilling it, it's like that, the what we come up with at the end, the bio and the homepage, the 6 words, and that's really useful in the marketing. But I think so much more valuable is the clarity we get about who we are and what we offer in the process of writing it. Because I think then that clarity shows up in what we offer, in how we offer it. It helps refine and hone it. In a way that so it doesn't just affect the marketing, it actually affects the product itself. So I think those kind of exercises, if you had to do it in 6 words, suddenly it's like, what's most important to you? What do you really value? What's the real result you're wanting to offer? So.
Well, and you know what? This work does take time. And those people who are in some stage of reinvention, intervention, and trying to translate 20 years of doing that other thing they used to do to doing what they are now doing, this is a journey that's challenging to navigate on your own, and that's why having help is so important, because I can help you get to that level of clarity. You know, when you're going to go to a chiropractor because you've got back pain, you want to go to somebody who deals with that all the time because they're very fit to solve that problem. Well, I work with people on their stories every day, so in terms of fitness, I can get to the meat of the matter and help you get to the meat of yours in very short order so that you can journey forward and feel great about your life and your work and your upside potential. I want to say hi to Emily. Emily has just joined us for the program. Oh, boy. Very exciting. Emily from British Columbia.
So I doubled down on what you just said, Nancy. In my experience from working with Nancy, she's extremely good at what she does. She's one of these people that you want to have a tape recorder on when you're talking to her or be on a call that's recorded, because if she starts working with your bio, she just starts tossing out these gems and phrases in a way that even having a marketing buddy and somebody you meet with who can help you is great. And I just find Nancy sees things a lot faster than I certainly can. And I would twist this also back to you that – you offer this to your clients too. A lot of your clients have been struggling with a particular issue for so long, and they've tried to do it on their own, and they haven't been able to. And so to be able to work with somebody like you who can help them see things faster, you know, you can help them get to places they would just normally never be able to get on their own. just because of your expertise and the time you've put in. And Nancy is certainly an example of that.
Well, thank you. And can I say, I know we want to close now, and I want to say one more thing that I want you to really take to heart. I stumbled upon this talent for storytelling and writing as a 9-year-old when I wrote to the president of the Tootsie Roll Company, and I said, I know, man, how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, and I can't wait to tell you. And he wrote back to me, and he said, you're a rock star. Here's a certificate for your accomplishment. You've joined a very select group of people who've done the work and had the patience and stayed with it. Well, you know what? That's been the story of my life. I have wanted to use words to make a difference my entire life. This is my gift, my passion. I will never tell you that your baby's ugly. I will tell you that let's make your story better. I will lovingly and generously show you a better path to say who you are and what you're all about so that more of the right people will show up. And when you have success and you share your successes with me, I speak often and much on very many big stages and other smaller stages. And I will share your story of success so the world will know. And if you have a wonderful experience in my course and have a fabulous success, your picture and your website is going to be posted on my site for the world to see. People tell me that I'm amazingly generous, and the only way you're going to know that is if you experience it for yourself and show up. But I know that when I started my business, I wanted to earn enough money to buy better groceries. Pretty soon I was too busy to cook, and then I redefined success by the impact I could make on others through delivering my gifts, and that is where my exponentiated benefit is taking shape. I know that I'm worthy, heard, authentic, valued, rewarded, and happy, and I want you to have that too. So if you are called to get known so that you can get paid, it would be my deep honor for you to come on along for the next session of the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series. You can go to www.broadcastyourbrilliance.com. And just be sure to mention Tad Hargrave when you order so that I know to thank him and that he can be proud that he made this contribution to your success. So I'm just checking to see if we have any more questions. Oh, that would be one other thing. If you have loved this call and you would love to post a comment on Facebook about the best thing that you learned from today's call, I would love that. I would consider that psychic compensation. Stefana from Austin says, you've given amazing and applicable information on this call alone, so I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank you, Stefana. That's so nice. And I'm just checking over to my inbox to see if anyone else has joined us since we've been talking. And we just have those two folks so far. So remember, the first 15 people to make the decision to come on along, not only are you saving $400 because you're part of TAD's community, but you're getting a half an hour Build Your Buzz session with me and the networking bonuses to reward your quick action, because the early bird gets what they want. And you have to want this enough to fight for it, so please come on aboard. TAD, you're a rock star. I'm so happy to be buddies with you and colleagues. I'm so glad we had this time together. And if anyone has any more comments they want to share on Facebook, I would love to hear from you. And I would just close in saying, it's your story, tell it well, and if you can't do it on your own, you know where to call to get the reinforcements. BroadcastYourBrilliance.com. I'm Nancy, Broadcast Your Brilliance Jutton, and with Tad Hargrave from Marketing with Hippies, we say farewell for now. Bye-bye,
everybody.